This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. We spent some time out in Rolla, Missouri this summer and fall, telephonically, that is. We talked to a cattle rancher named Ken Lennox a couple of times about hay, mostly, and about how he had to buy it in the summertime, which was unusual, because the drought meant there was no grass for his cattle to feed on. It's been a couple of months, so we called him back up today. Mr. Lennox, good to talk to you again.
Yes, it's good to hear from you.
You know what's interesting is, I mean, other than these stories we do dipping in and out of the drought, it does seem to have sort of faded from the news, and yet you guys still have to deal with it every single day.
Well, yes, that's exactly right. We had rain the last of August, September, and October, and it shut off in November. We've had virtually nothing November and into December. So we're right back in drought mode, only there's nothing growing anyway, so it's not bothering us as much, except for the springs and the pond water. They'll drink a lot of water, a cow will, in the wintertime as well as in the heat of the summer.
What happens in the springtime if you're still feeding, you know, hay in, say, you know, May-ish?
Well, that would be a disaster. I mean, because your hay stocks would be gone. You know, what will happen and has happened before, you get a late spring. You get those hard frosts all the way through April. And I have fed all the way through April, but only, I think, twice in about 40 years. Hmm. So, you know, that's not associated with the drought, but that would... I don't even want to think about that.
All right. Well, let's not then. once you get these cattle through the wintertime, when can you start thinking about selling them off and getting a little bit of your investment back?
Well, my normal sale date is sometime in June. You know, while I still have the good grass, the cattle are gaining good. And then you get into the heat of the summer and there's no calves on the cows, so the cows do a lot better. Hmm. Now, that's for somebody that calves them in the fall and sells them in the spring. If you calve them in the spring and sell them in the fall, you've got a completely different set of worries.
Yeah, I bet. But I didn't know you guys had a choice as to when you calved them or not. I thought that was just nature, you know?
No, it's a lot easier to take care of them when they're calving in the fall. You don't have those wet, snowy days in February and March when they're calving, and that's not fun to look forward to either.
Yeah, I bet. It's interesting. It's a lifestyle for you, but it's a business too, huh?
Yes, sir. It's not a hobby. It's a business.
Ken Lennox, he ranches cattle out in Rolla, Missouri. Mr. Lennox, thanks a lot for your time.
Well, thank you.